When I was talking with our students at St. Mary's School this past week, the students were very excited to tell me that last Sunday we celebrated the solemnity of the Epiphany. And so I asked, well, what is the Epiphany? And they said it is when the Magi came to adore Jesus and brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And of course, I said, you have that absolutely correct, and I should have been prepared to give them holy cards, right, for getting the correct answer. Now, if I were to ask any of our brothers and sisters in the Eastern Catholic Church, those brothers and sisters who worship using the Ukrainian rite, the Byzantine rite, the Ruthenian rite, the Armenian rite, the Malachi rite, all of those Eastern rites. If I were to ask our brothers and sisters in the Eastern Catholic Church, what does the Catholic Church celebrate on the Feast of the Epiphany? They would not say anything about the Magi. Every single solitary one of our brothers and sisters in the Eastern Catholic Church would tell me that the Epiphany celebrates the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. Indeed, in the West, in the Latin Rite, we do celebrate the adoration of the Magi on Epiphany, but in the Eastern Catholic Church, they celebrate the baptism of Jesus on the Epiphany. The Catechism of the Catholic Church clearly teaches the great feast of the Epiphany celebrates the adoration of Jesus by the Magi from the East and his baptism in the Jordan. Last Sunday, we celebrated the Epiphany, the manifestation, the revelation of Christ's divinity to the Gentiles, represented by the pagan Magi from the East. What a great Epiphany, that salvation is open to all who choose to accept it. Salvation is open to all who choose to accept it, Jews and Gentiles alike. Today, on this eighth day in the quasi-octave of the Epiphany, we celebrate another Epiphany, another manifestation, revelation about who Jesus is. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the baptism of Jesus is the Epiphany, the manifestation of Jesus as the Son of the Father, as the Son of God. After Jesus is baptized, the voice of the Father is heard. You are my beloved Son. Imagine this Epiphany, this revelation. Imagine hearing the voice of the Father like Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Father in the garden. Imagine hearing the voice of the Father like Moses heard the voice of the Father on Mount Sinai. Imagine them hearing this Epiphany from the Father. Last week, the Magi adored Jesus as their King and God. But today, there is a new Epiphany. Something's added here. A new manifestation of who Jesus is. Not just is Jesus King and God, but he is the beloved Son of the Father. What is revealed today in today's Epiphany is his divine sonship as a beloved Son. This is the first time that this is revealed in the Gospels. This is the first time in the Gospel that Jesus' divine sonship is made manifest. And it's a Trinitarian manifestation, right? Because this Epiphany of the sonship of Jesus is manifest by God the Father's voice and the descent of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus. What a great Epiphany, manifestation, revelation of who Jesus is. Now, there's a priest by the name of Father Antonio Izquierdo, and he says that if the baptism of Jesus is an epiphany, which we've established that it is, then the baptism of Christians must also be an epiphany, a manifestation of who God is and what he does in his people. We could say, he says, that the baptized are ones in whom the Trinitarian God becomes manifest. Wow. If you're baptized, we are the ones in whom the Trinitarian God is revealed, made manifest. How? Because baptism makes us children of the Father. It manifests God as our Father. Baptism purifies us, right? It takes away our sins, actual sins, if we're older, and for original sins for everyone, right? It manifests Jesus as the one who forgives. It manifests Jesus as Savior and Redeemer. Baptism, what does it do for us? It makes us temples of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit takes up his dwelling in us. And so baptism manifests the Holy Spirit as the one who sanctifies us and makes us holy. What a great manifestation. Do we believe in this manifestation? Do we act in accordance with this revelation? Do we believe and act as sons and daughters of the Father? Do we believe and act as people redeemed by the Son? Do we believe and act as temples of the Holy Spirit? What another great epiphany, right, that we celebrate today on this octave day of the Epiphany. Not only is this great epiphany of Jesus made manifest in his divine sonship, but the epiphany of our divine sonship as well. May this epiphany not be taken for granted by us. May it be fresh and new in our lives on this feast of the baptism of the Lord. That the Father says to each one of us, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. With you, I am well pleased.